I recently heard that there has been a run on certain kinds of ammunition. Apparently, at some stores, people line up 2 or 3 mornings a week to buy ammunition when they open, following a delivery the night before. Last Friday, I went to one of the 2 largest sports stores in Grand Junction and stood in line with about 100 people waiting to buy ammunition. Some of them were willing to talk when I asked them why they were there.
Self-preservation. It's real simple, especially in a rural community like this. Law enforcement is not going to respond if someone tries to invade your home. They're going to come take a report. They'll investigate. They'll prosecute. But they're not going to protect you. As far as the debate about whether or not we should have guns, we need to look only at the war on drugs to, I mean, that's a perfect example of how you can outlaw anything. It doesn't mean it's not going to be here. There will always be a market for it, and there are far too many guns and weapons already out there, here and all over the world, to eliminate them and keep them out of the hands of the criminals. Bottom line is the only thing that is going to protect you from a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
My government's buying up 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, light armored tanks. They're arming themselves for some sort of civilian war, so I'm going to arm myself accordingly.
I was reading an article in the paper the other day about how ridiculous gun fear has become in this country when they're expelling 5-year-old children from using their hand as a gun resemblance, and just the fact that they're even talking about guns gets them kicked out of school, which is, and that's sort of the hysteria that's going on now with regard to these massacres that have gone on. Nobody likes that, but they're just doing crazy things to prevent people from having guns.
The Patriot Act, I mean, that's a farce. Our Attorney General, I mean, he's a joke. Obama, Imperial Obama, I mean, so if you want something, you better get it now.
So you think there's going to come a time when this stuff won't be around?
The economy's going down the tubes. You don't know what's going on. They're repositioning the military. Who knows? I don't know. They're buying ammunition by the billions of rounds and Health and Human Services. Now, what do they need it for?
Did you say Health and Human Services is buying rounds?
IRS. I mean, what are we going to do? Stop paying taxes and they're going to come and get us? What? I'm nervous.
When the doors opened, I watched a determined but orderly procession of people make their selections. The store limits the amount of ammunition each customer can buy. If the box holds 100 shells or less, you can buy 3 of each kind. Bulk packages, only 1 per customer, of each kind. Within 15 minutes, the shelves were largely bare of several kinds of ammo. The most popular was probably the .223 caliber, the kind of cartridge used in many of the semi-automatic rifles that some lawmakers want to ban. The same cartridge is also used in the M16 automatic rifle, which cannot currently be sold to the public. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.